had some good questions this week. You really gave me some good stuff to talk about as I'm scrolling through. I can't use that one. All right, this guy, his Twitter name is 8&0, and his Twitter handle is @debeesknees98. He wants to know, or she, could be she, wants to know, is there any defensive back for the Giants that might disrupt our passing game? I wouldn't name anyone specifically because I think the secondary is one of the weak parts for the Giants. They have some young guys that have a lot of talent. You look at Landon Collins, but they haven't really fleshed out yet. If you're looking for a strength of the Giants defense, their front seven is really talented, which gets kind of dicey when you consider the condition of the Patriots offensive line. I don't think there are any defensive backs that are really going to alter the course of the game when it comes to Tom Brady and the wide receivers.
Rolling.
I need to get a new case. This is bad. Marty C wants, what's up, Marty C? Long time no talk. Not really. You're my most reliable sweet talking tweeter. All right. This week, you want to know, can the Patriots snap their 3-game losing streak against the Giants without their dynamic running back? What dynamic running back? Who are you talking about? Just kidding. You must be talking about Deion Lewis. Last week we saw Brandon Bolden step up. LeGarrette Blount always is consistent at running back. He's a loss. It's a blow. I don't think it's a death sentence. Yeah. Wait, am I sitting or am I staying up here? Lucas wants to know, how do you think Belichick deals with Beckham? A constant double team or stick one guy on him and see if that works first? Belichick is not gonna gamble with a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. One of his biggest strengths is minimizing the impact of the opposing team's biggest offensive weapon. So I would imagine you're gonna see guys like Malcolm Butler on him pretty tightly, and the Giants are gonna have to rely on guys like Randall to get the job done because the Patriots aren't gonna allow Beckham to have any sort of big role. That's going to do it for this edition of Sweet Talkin' the Patriots. We'll look to end that Giants curse on Sunday in New York. I'll see you there. Which Patriot would you take to an amusement park? Chandler Jones. There's no way I don't see him squealing and screaming.